Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Bossy Football Show. It is week three. The Bulldogs coming up a very tough 28-20 setback to the Central Bears this past Friday night out on First Avenue, and now we'll have their home opener Friday night, taking on the Castle Knights, kickoff set for 6:30. Stephen Mullen is the head coach for the Bulldogs. We'll come back. We'll talk to him about the game with Centrum and certainly this week's game with Castle when this Bossy Football Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And let's just go back to last Friday night, taking on the Central Bears out at their place. It was their home opener, 28-20, really good football game. Just overall, your thoughts on the entire 48 minutes Friday?
You know, we had way too many mistakes in the first half. You know, they got up, what, 28-6. They're going into half. So obviously not the start we wanted. You know, going into halftime down by that deficit, and you're starting to look at the score like, man, a couple more and this clock might be running. So, you know, but we talked to our boys in the locker room, and like I told them, you can be like teams in the past that get down, you know, by this deficit and just give up, argue with each other, do those types of things, but they didn't. You know, they fought back, you know, shut them out in the second half, and we were able to do some things offensively, still making way too many errors and penalties, but – you know, I was proud of how they played and how they responded.
Well, Coach, you know, even going back to the Vincennes game to start the season, I mean, that was a very, very competitive game, you know, in the first half. And we talked last week, certainly, you know, weather was a factor opening night a little bit. You know, the depth between the two teams certainly played a big part in that second half. And you talked last week about, you know, putting 48 minutes together, and you just thought maybe that last 12 minutes up at Vincennes, you know, was a big factor in that game. Well, you know, kind of a little bit of a reversal this week, you know, a tough start to the game. But as you said, you know, the team didn't quit in those second 24 minutes. You know, you outscore them 14-0.
Oh, yeah, you know, and, you know, that's – we're learning a lot about this team. You know, they're very young, but they're trying to do things different than maybe have done in the past. So, like, we're proud of them. You know, they came out and kept going. Most of the guys are going both ways. And like we told them, you know, there's not many people over here. So, like, if, you know, you're cramping or whatever, we got to make sure we're getting water in you because you're going back in. So, you know, I was proud of their fight. You know, having a lot of young guys, and, it, you know, it was we learned a lot about this group Friday night.
You know, most coaches, and I don't care what level you're talking about, Stephen, whether it's, you know, JV, freshman, high school, college, or even the pros, a lot of coaches say that probably the most improvement that you will have in a season is from week one to week two. You look at your football team now. What areas do you feel that this team got better in the Central game as opposed to the Vincennes game in the opener?
You know, our big emphasis on the week was our run defense. I think we held them to negative rushing yards, which I don't know the last time we've done that here at Posse. So, you know, hats off to the box guys that were flying around, as well as our DBs that were getting, you know, this is probably our best team we've had getting to the football. We preach it every year, but it's kind of stuck with them. So we're hoping, you know, as we go, we're facing, you know, stiffer competition as we go on in our season, that we continue to do that and continue to just play the game. No matter what's, you know, going on the scoreboard or on the field, that we just keep flying around and trying to make plays and play with each other and, you know, keep this thing moving.
Stephen, you know, a lot of coaches don't like to single out players, but, you know, I'm sure you've had several of them this past week that really kind of stood out. Can you maybe just talk about some of the names and who played well or who graded out really well against Central?
Obviously, you know, Aiden Boyd, he rushed for about 190. So as a team, you know, so we got to talk about our offensive line as well. I think we rushed for about 350. 360, which is, you know, to lose and do something like that was a little different than what we've done here in the past. Usually we put up those numbers, we're able to, you know, get out there with a win. But, you know, we rushed the ball really well. Tyreek Robbins had, you know, another 150 on the ground. Michael Bowen, we run a lot of buck and belly, and he's the guy that's pulling. He's a 150, 160-pound guard, and as well as playing, you know, middle linebacker, so he was pulling a lot, playing both ways, so, you know, I need to talk about him, as well as Marjon Sheedy, the other pulling guard. He plays linebacker as well, and he, you know, is pulling almost every play, blitzing every play, so, you know, those linemen, as well as, you know, our two backs did a great job on Friday.
Welcome back with more of this edition of the Bossy Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Muller and we joining us. Well, Coach, you know, we're 2 weeks in, and hard to believe that after this Friday night, a third of the regular football season will be in the books. But, you know, you've talked with us here on these shows the last couple of weeks about this team and the attitude that you've seen from them, at least the first 2 weeks. And, you know, no matter what happens this week against Castle, certainly that's going to be encouraging for the staff and for the players just to have that, you know, feeling around, you know, the camp each and every day that, you know, hey, let's just keep plugging along and better days are coming.
Oh, yeah, you know, and, you know, Castle Week's always, you know, a tough week for us. You know, we've played with them a little bit, but it's hard to play with a team that, you know, they're a bigger school, more kids, you know, not trying to make excuses. So we don't want to do that to our kids as well, but they need to realize that they're going to be going both ways, and there's no subs. So keep playing, keep fighting. But you showed last week that you can play a whole game, or you can play in the second half when you're already tired. Now we just need to put the whole game together. That way we give ourselves a chance to, you know, come out of here with the first home win in a year or two.
Well, no, and we'll talk about that coming up in our final segment, a little bit more specifically about Castle. But just again, I would think the coaching staff is encouraged. I mean, this young group, and it's tough in this conference, as anybody knows. You know, Bossy in a 4A, but let's be realistic about it and honest. I mean, you know, should be 3A or certainly even 2A, but to go up against this kind of competition each and every week, it'd be very hard for players just to really get disinterested early on, thinking, okay, this season is going nowhere. But the attitude of this young group and these kids that are freshmen and sophomore playing varsity football, it's only going to benefit them, certainly, hopefully, a little bit, you know, hopefully yet this year, but certainly down the road.
Oh, yeah. Like we've told kids, you know, halfway through the season, you know, you might be a freshman. In our eyes now, you're either a sophomore or junior because you've been doing it, you know, four or five games already. So a lot of these kids are kind of getting what it's like the last two games, you know, getting in on the varsity. So, you know, they should be getting used to it a little more, as well as the speed of varsity. But like we told them, it's not going to get any easier. So, you know, keep fighting, keep getting better, keep coming to learn. You guys got to, you know, make sure that we're here every day learning what we need to do so that we can compete on Fridays.
We'll come back as the Bossy Bulldogs will have their home opener Friday night. They'll take on the Castle Knights. We'll get a preview of the Knights from head coach Stephen Mullen when the Bossy Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, it's a home opener for the Bulldogs Friday night in Enloe Field. Ball on the tee at 6:30. Castle will be there. It'll be their first road game of the season. Coach, you talked earlier just about Castle and the size of the school, and obviously a 5A. It'll be one of two 5A schools on your schedule, North being the other one. But as you take a look at Doug Hurt's team, they held off a very good modern-day football team on Friday, 31-28. Open up with a 33-22 loss to North. Just kind of your assessment of Doug Hurt's team.
You know, like in the North game, they were down, and, you know, they kind of tried to fight back and get back in there, and then they bounced back. you know, this week and, you know, beat a very good modern-day team. So, you know, Castle's Castle. We've always known, you know, what they're going to run scheme-wise. But you still got to stop it, and that's the biggest part. Can we stop it?
Well, the thing, too, and we talk with coaches each and every week. I mean, we talk offense, we talk defense, and, you know, we don't really talk a whole lot of special teams. But when you take a look at what Castle special teams have done the first couple weeks with three kickoff returns for touchdowns, that certainly, I would think, would be brought up this week in your scouting report for your football team.
Oh, yeah, just like last week. They're going to get the ball to 35, so we're going to kick it out. It's going out of bounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Start with you running your plays on 35. That baby's going out of bounds.
Okay. All right. But I mean, you look at them, and they got experience, certainly a quarterback with Morgan and Carter Bobe and some of these other kids. So, I mean, what do you expect from them offensively Friday night?
You know, big up front. You know, they move well. You know, running their zone scheme, you know. They got a good back, good quarterback. And like we've told our kids all week, you can't, you know, fall asleep on the run. They're going to play action you, and that's usually when they get us. You know, we'll make a stop or two. Then we kind of fall asleep in our secondary, and then there it goes. And, you know, it just keeps happening. So we got to make sure that we're reading our keys right all week. Our DBs are, you know, staying awake and staying on their receivers. That way, you know, we can make big plays when we need to.
You take a look at their defense, and, you know, certainly this probably isn't a team maybe as big or physical as maybe North or a couple of other teams. But, you know, you and Coach Hurt kind of share the same philosophy defensively. Get 11 hats to the football, then, you know, they may not have, like, in the size of some other teams. But what do you expect from them defensively, and how does Aiden in that offense, without, you know, again, turning the football over, but have some production offensively and hopefully have some of those drives end up in the end zone?
You know, we have to, you know, be effective up front, you know, blocking their defensive line. You know, they fly, you know, it's ears back and they're coming. And just like you described, the whole secondary is getting to the ball. It's almost like, you know, synchronized. Like obviously they practice it, but it looks like, you know, clinic, you know, getting to the ball tape. You know, they've done it for years. They do a great job of getting the ball. So, you know, we're going to have to make plays and make blocks downfield with those guys coming.
Well, it's got to be exciting, Coach. For the first time this season, you guys don't have to get on a school bus and go play a football game. It's right there in your own backyard. Home opener, got to be a lot of excitement in and around school this week, too.
Oh, yeah, it's always good for the home opener, you know, not having to travel. Not that we have huge travel, you know, besides Vincennes and Jasper, but even for most conferences, that isn't far. So we're fortunate enough there. But it's always nice not having to get on, you know, a bus and ride to another school. And that's just another distraction that can hurt your team on a Friday that we won't have that.
All right. Well, Stephen, really appreciate a few minutes of your time, and all the best to you and the Bulldogs as you continue preparation for Friday's home opener against Castle.
I greatly appreciate it. Go Dogs.
That's Stephen Mullen. This has been the Bossy Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.